Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Drury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
Roger tells me you have come to London to seek your fortune, Oliver.
Yes, sir.
Well, we must see what we can do to help you, mustn't we?
Oh, thank you, sir.
These sausages are mouldy!
Shut up and drink your gin! You're staring at the pocket handkerchiefs, eh, my dear? We just hung them up ready for the wash, that's all.
Is this a laundry then, sir?
Yeah, that's right, a laundry.
Exactly, my boy. I suppose a laundry would be a very nice thing indeed. But our line of business pays a little better, don't it, boys?
You're all right.
You see, Oliver,
in this life, one thing counts in the bank, large amounts. I'm afraid these don't grow on trees. You got to pick a pocket or two. You got to pick a pocket or two, boys.
You got to pick a pocket or two.
Large amounts don't grow on trees. You got to pick a pocket or two.
Let's show a bit of how to do it, my dear. Just a game, Oliver. Just a game.
Why should we break our backs stupidly paying tax? Better get some untaxed income. Better pick a pocket or two. You gotta pick a pocket or two, boys. You gotta pick a pocket or two.
Why should we all break our backs? Better pick a pocket or two.
Robin Hood, what a crook, gave away what he took. Charity's fine, subscribe to mine. Get out and pick a pocket or two. You gotta pick a pocket or two, boy.
From Bill Sykes, he can whip what he likes.
I recall he started small, he had to pick a pocket or two. You got to pick a pocket or two. Oh, boys! You got to pick a pocket or two.
We can be
like old Bill Sykes if you pick a pocket or two.
Dear old gent, passing by, something nice takes his eye.
Everything's clear, attack the rear. Get in and pick a pocket or two. You gotta pick a pocket or two, boys. You gotta pick a pocket or two. When I see someone rich, both my thumbs start to itch. Only to find some peace of mind, I have to pick a pocket or two. You gotta pick a pocket or two.
You gotta pick a pocket or two.
Pick a pocket or two.
from coast to coast, this is the Possum Hour Theme. TV show Hawaii 5-0 theme, man. How classic with that big wave coming in, man. And then Jack Lord sticks his big wave of a hairdo in right in their face. Book 'em Dano, baby. Love that show. I used to watch that every week, man. Arch enemy, Woe Fat. Evil Chinese international criminal. But I digress. I hope you all had a great week and that your week ahead is full of promise and may Possum Hour set you on that path. Tonight's closed captioning is provided by the Dinkins Corporation, the proud makers of Get a Mac and Get a Pizza. We at Possum Hour thank them again for their Get a Patronage. Underwriting for tonight's episode is provided in part by the Church of the Beer Battered Shrimp. You're listening. Grenache Network, home of the finest in radio entertainment. I like saying radio. Yeah, Woe Fat was usually in like the first episode of the season or the last episode of the season. That was like the climax. Oh, McGart, we meet again. Alright, this is the Grenache Network, home of the finest in fake radio entertainment. Monday nights at 10, it's us, Possum Hour. Tuesday, don't miss Wink Blinkley as he unravels an old sweater. This Wednesday at 3:45 a.m., join Flip Chin Dribble and his guest, Monsignor Pebo Pablum Placenta, inventor of the snub. And on Thursday, I don't know where they find these guys. On Thursday, Chunk Bluster has a heeny. Then it's Friday night. Awesome somewhere. You never know. One of these days. But it is a week's worth of worthwhile time wasting. In deedly doodly. If I get to my cue, one of these days I got to clean off the soundboard. Well, the phone lines will be open in just a few minutes.
The call-in number is 347-308-8251.
The snub. But first, a word from our sponsor.
Cuando yo regreso de un día muy duro de trabajo.
When I get home from a hard day's work.
Yo cojo por todos los ambientes que puedo.
He says he likes to grab for all the gusto he can get.
Porque solo se hace la vuelta una vez nada más.
Cause you only go around one time.
Okay?
Okay!
Once around eating, once around beer, and keep the rounds lit. Come along and take the best that life's given. Once around beer, and you'll keep the rounds lit. When you're out of shit.
Once around life, once around evening, Welcome to Possum Hour.
Da, this is Red. I live in Matchbox in Gorna of Kremlin.
Glad the answer man. Welcome, comrade.
Greetings, misled capitalist dogs.
Do you have tonight's answer, sir?
Da. Tonight's answer. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3.
May a Ukrainian drone impregnate your daughter.
But what's the question?
What is date of last day on 2023 calendar?
That's kind of clever, but not very funny, Vlad.
With times for laughs, I'm busy committing war crimes. Do svidaniya, Tavarich.
You possum puss, get that punch out there, you'll get one from me. Go on.
Fuck you, Gumby.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor Artan Gumbo.
Yeah.
Possum Hour says, suck it!
Yeah, baby.
Woohoo!
Yeah. Woohoo, indeed. How are you, sir?
Doing good. Good to hear from Vlad again.
Good
old Vlad. Don't worry about that little guy.
Yeah, he might have bit off more than he could chew, poor guy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, Dr. Cake, 9,386 steps, to be exact.
Oh, God.
That's a lot of fucking steps, dude.
Yes, that is.
5,000 steps is 2.5 miles.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's almost 5 miles. That's
good
a lot
guy.
Of walking. That's a lot.
You got to soak your feet, Dr. Kate.
I did my 5,000 when I dropped the car off last week. By the way, the moss, whatever that was, mildew, mold, I don't know.
Uh-huh.
It was on the car. It came right off with the power wash.
Oh, okay.
No fuss. No fuss. No fuss at all.
Okay.
Looks beautiful.
Nice.
It's a really clean car, man. I want you to clean it up. Cost me a pretty penny. But it's running.
I imagine so. Good. And it's looking good. Nice and shiny and everything.
Oh, it looks great.
Good,
runs
beautiful.
Pretty good. Under 60 miles an hour.
All right.
Don't go any faster than that. You'll be good. You'll be good. Oh, there's Apple Cheeks. Apple Cheeks. The mold and junk came right off with power wash on the car. But thank you for your research on my problem. So yeah, I'm driving down there. It gets over like, when it gets to 65, the wheel's shaking and you're like,
okay.
So there's some kind of suspension or some doodly flop under there that needs adjusted or something. And then I got air conditioning and tunes.
Ah, there you go.
It's unbelievable. It's like I'm a human being. The tape deck.
Yes.
Owned, formerly owned by a deaf guy. You can't get better.
Yeah, that's right.
So yeah, I went to Getta Fest over the weekend. Saw Two Hand and Mikey.
Good, good.
Brought home some Getta that I bought. I bought the Getta at the world's only Getta vending machine.
Okay. Did you elaborate on what the fuck a Getta is last time?
Okay, we'll go back over Getta.
Okay.
Now you know you have Scrapple out there in Philadelphia.
And I love it.
And this Getta is the brother of Scrapple.
Oh, okay.
Basically the leftover, pork and whatnot.
Yep.
Pork they shoulders. They mix it with oats. Mainly oats and spices.
Oh, okay.
Really good, man.
Yeah, fatten it up a little bit, too.
Love it! So, I fucking vending machine gives you this roll. You know, it's like a roll of, you buy a sausage or something like that.
Yeah.
You know, one of the plastic tubes.
Yeah.
Get a tube.
Out of a vending machine. I love it.
Out of a vending machine. The weirdest thing. And plus it was half price at the vending machine. Rossi Poise at the store. Ooh, baby.
Nice.
A bargain. I brought home a couple. It's next weekend, too, so I'm getting some more next week.
There you go. Can't get enough Getta.
Got to get more Getta. Get some Getta.
It's all about the Getta.
All right. Ford Prefect brought this one up. Something to blow up. Okay, Lobo. Lobo. I love you to want me. I want you to love me. I didn't remember that being Lobo. I remembered me and you and a dog named Boo.
Yeah, that's all I remember, yeah.
That was Lobo, I didn't know this one was Lobo, too, so.
I thought Lobo was a one-hit wonder with that dog song.
Me, too. Same here. So when he brought this to my attention, I gladly spent the afternoon to fuck up. It's beautiful. Beautiful thing. All right, man. So you ready?
Yeah, later on.
Blow some fucking Lobo up, man. Woo. Oh, Block Talk is wonky. Good luck, everybody. Hang on. Bumpy ride.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Lobo. Bring back Lobo. Lobo. Lobo.
When I saw you standing there.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck your ass.
About fell out of my chair.
You piece of shit.
And when you moved your mouth to speak,
suck my dick or cock.
I felt the blood go to my feet.
Who gives a shit about big butt?
Now it took time for me to know.
I like to punch right in the stupid cock. Shit, bitch.
But you tried so not to show.
Shit, fucking fuck. Fuck you in the ass,
yeah.
Fuck you.
Hey, Mo!
If you'd only let it be.
Lobo!
They're from Austin, Texas. The band called D-Day. Song's from 1979. It was banned. As it should have been. It's dirty. That was dirty. Man, that's beyond dirty.
Yeah.
That's perverted.
Like it was a big, the beach blanket bingo type thing. I loved it. 14. Loved it.
Oh, God. I'm so glad I didn't have any daughters, man. I swear, I would have had such a double standard. Not that I wanted my sons to be sluts, but, you know, it's just, I didn't worry about that with them. It's a daughter, though. Holy jeez. I told this guy I did these two pretty girls at the fest there. They were like, you know, 14 probably, 12, okay. 12, 14 sisters. The one was really pretty, the older one.
Yeah.
I said, yeah, Dad, you better get yourself a couple of ball bats. And he looked at me like weird for a second, then he caught my drift. He's like, oh, yeah. And his wife goes, oh, I got an AK-47 and a bunch of brass knuckles. I'm like, oh, okay.
All right. Lock and load, baby. Lock and load.
Yeah, man. Gotta protect that phone tang. You got that right back. All righty. Show's getting a little out of hand, ladies and gentlemen. I love it.
Ford's right. Fault.
I'm blaming it all on Ford, man. There they are. Possum Lounge.
Possum Lounge.
You love this one. Lollipops. Roses. Applecheek's Alice with her helpful hints from Applecheek.
Sweet Alice.
Yeah.
Sweet Alice in the house.
If you got mildew or mold or whatever grows on cars, if you don't drive them for 3 years, just take it to the pressure washer. It was really fun, too. Because, like, you know, it's, like, disgustingly dirty, and you're just, like, blasting that shit off. It was very satisfying. Most
so
fun I've ever had.
You actually seen them power wash it right off?
No, I got the, you know, I go in the thing. You pull in, and you got the hose, and you do it yourself.
Oh, you do. Okay. Oh, okay.
That's how we do it out here in Ohio. No, I did it myself, man.
Okay, cool.
It was really fun. Most fun I've ever
had. One of those coin-operated places.
So. Yeah, the coin ops. Yeah. I got a little jar with quarters in it, man, I take with me. It's a gelato container. It's a real heavy-duty plastic. It's got a lid that screws on. It's nice. Oh, pressure washing. She says she needs to pressure wash the front walk. So I'm like, I said it's moss. Some kind of moss. I went through a thing, like, I'm a very bored old man, especially in wintertime. I was watching these videos of guys pressure washing people's driveways and shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I just sat there watching pressure washing. That's pathetic, man. Is this a life? It's a human life.
Times. I got to do that.
What's
again.
That? What's
I
that?
Had it done to the house a couple times.
Yeah. No good.
I need to do that again. Yeah, I'm getting some green shit on the.
Oh, yeah. Mine could use it, but I think my, especially in the back, I think the siding's so brittle it would power wash might destroy it.
Yeah, yeah. Watch that.
I just need new siding. Is what I need. Yeah, one thing after another with your house, day. If your house day, and you get the one thing and after another. Anyway, Apple Cheeks, thank you for coming. Pressure washing is fun. As Ope says. And there's Dr. Cake. Not Dr. Cake. Damn near 5 miles today. Congratulations. That's a... Ooh. 10 years ago, I might have been able to... Yeah, maybe. Not these days. Oh, jeez. If I do the 5,000, I'm dead. I drop dead. Yeah.
So you want to avoid that.
Yeah, at all costs, avoid dropping dead. And that's my advice to you, the
Doctor's
lucky
Doctor's orders.
Yes, Dr. Cake's orders.
Dr. Cake.
Because it wouldn't be a show without Dr. Cake.
Dr. Cake.
Thanks for coming. And there he is, the notorious man of the hour, Ford Prefect. Anything that offends you on tonight's show, it's his fault. All his
song was too young to date.
See, he always like makes these into theme shows. Most of the time, I'm not saying every time. Sometimes it all planned. But if I get the picture I want to use for the show, and then I match a name of the show to the picture, it has nothing to do with the songs that I'm playing. Uh-huh. See, I had no plans to do dirty, disgusting songs like that last number. But here we are. That is forced upon me, man. Well, thank you, Ford. Wouldn't
Ford.
And couldn't do it without you, sir. And it's GT Trenton, the strongest man on the internet.
ETO.
Didn't sleep well. Hard. I'll tell you where I sleep good is at Mikey's mom's couch in the basement.
How is she doing?
94.
Oh, 94. Good God.
Sweet as sweet. Man, she's the sweetest thing ever. That's it, Doll. And her name's Doll. Christ, you know, what are you going to do? Aptly named Doll. Yeah, it was nice seeing her. Mikey, he's a good dude. Brother from a different mother. Gotta love that,
go.
Man. You don't meet too many Paisans in the... Well, we all know this. I got one here with my good pal, Professor R.J. Gumby.
There you go.
Yeah. Eyes on. And my pal GT Trenton. Hang in there, buddy. Get a custom doll made of her, says Apple Cheeks. My ex-wife used to do that. But,
oh, yeah?
Yeah. If I mentioned it, she'd go nuts and, like, get it way out of hand, man. One of those things. Anyhow, thanks for coming, GT. And there's Ope, our old pal Ope, first man in the pool tonight.
People's eyes.
See his son's movie review. That was funny. Yeah.
No, I didn't.
I he reviewed Toy Story. He's a cute kid. He's like, you know. You could see his mind working. It was pretty funny, man. Custom voodoo doll. Of me, senor? Okay. Yeah.
An action figure, Commodore Decker.
Yeah, in action figure.
In action, yeah, there you go.
Comes with its own chair.
The ghost chair.
We need an Ope action figure.
Yes.
He's predicting all the deaths of the celebrities. I wouldn't want to be a celebrity when Ope was around, man. Your days are numbered. And then, of course, as the aforementioned good old pal, Commodore Decker bobblehead night.
Bobblehead night. There you go.
That's what we need. Bobblehead night. Too funny. Ford, you slay me, pal. And I know Pee Wee Herman passed away, says Cake. That's no fair.
Yeah.
I love Pee Wee. I used to come home. I used to work on Saturdays sometimes, and I'd make sure I was home 10 a.m. by 10 a.m. to watch Pee Wee with Georgie.
I've never seen that.
Really?
The Playhouse.
Yeah,
never
you
seen
were
the Playhouse.
You were blind drunk.
Yeah. And one of my favorite actresses is in it, and Natasha Leone. She was a little girl in it.
Oh, do say.
Yeah, why don't they stream those, man? I watch it now.
Should be somewhere. Should be some. Probably make a comeback. It was that dirty movie theater incident, you know.
I think they're over that.
Yeah. I still got a Pee Wee action figure in a box. In the.
Oh, there
thing.
You go.
Yeah.
Why don't I doubt that?
It fits in with the theme of the show. It does work. Okay, everybody start whacking off. And there they are. Earl Powell, R.J. Gummy, Sinister Minister of Finance and Parking.
Good to be here.
The radioactive Sinister Minister.
Uh-huh. That's right.
There they are. You remember what the cue is? Okay, the Possum Lounge!
And Commodore Decker. That's right.
As the Beaver.
That's two demerits, sir.
Oh, no card.
It's been 11 hours and 15 calls.
took your shit away. Green phlegm streak with blood and more essay. Since I took your shit away. Since I've been a doc, I can deal with every fluid. Stinky pus out of stinky wounds. I can eat my dinner while probing stage 40 cubes. It ain't nothing, but then there's nothing like the smell.
Trying to put on Barbarella on Pluto, and I keep getting CBS Texas News.
Yeah. I wonder what Texas News is like. Well, guns. And some of them immigrants.
All messed up.
I was thinking about like how old Grandpa Joe is, you know.
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, the Donald J. Bobo is just about as old. So I mean, that's not if those two run against each other, that's not an issue. But I mean, it's like I'm not worried about it. I'm not worried about it, man. Because it'd be like voting for FDR in the fourth term, you know. In for penny, in for pound, baby. Let's go. Then I'm thinking, how old the fuck was FDR in his last term? Right? You know.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
He was 63.
Is that all?
That's all.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't see as old as fucking FDR in November.
Oh, God damn. Oh, man. Look at him in his wheelchair and everything. That's the same age as us.
He looks like he's a million.
Uh-huh.
At the Yalta conference, he's all
bundle of, oh, jeez, 63 years old. And fucking Joe Biden's rocking it at, I don't know, what's he, 97 or something? Oh, he's old. But it's cool, man. He's been the greatest president of my lifetime. There I said it.
Uh-huh.
There,
I like his idea about him, but I like what he's doing.
Yeah. Same here, man.
Yeah.
Shit done.
Well, voted for him for obvious reasons, and turned out to be a good president.
Yeah. Yeah. Voted for him for obvious reasons.
Uh-huh.
Oh, speaking of which, Oberman. Keith Oberman. He's got a podcast that I listen to that pretty regularly. And he said that the way the Republican candidates for president that are running against Bobo are treating Bobo, it's like how they treated Anthony in the Twilight Zone, you know, Billy Mumy. It's good that you said that. It's good that you said that, Anthony. You know, it's good that you took those classified documents, Bobo. It's a good thing. They don't want to fuck, except for Fatty Chris Christie. They, none of them fuck with him. You know, they just, oh yeah. Everything, you're, oh no, you're a good boy, Bobo. Love you. Everybody loves Bobo, don't they all love Bobo?
That is a good comparison. I like that.
I thought that was spot on, man. And I also have to mention that Friday, he does, on Fridays he reads a Thurber story, and he gave a tip of the cap to my mutual pal, Bill Windham.
Oh, okay.
He was phone buddies with William Windham as well as me. So, like, me and Keith Oberman, and we both have podcasts, man. We're like, see, we're brothers from different mothers again there, man. We could only meet up, man. Me and Oberman would be kicking it, man. And he loves dogs. Very cool. All right, man. Well, I have a very, very dirty 3 minutes you'll never get back.
Ah, there you go.
Oh, and a killer yodel. Killer yodel tonight, man. Honest to Pete. I said it before, I'll say it again. I don't know how. There's an... so many good yodels out there. This is one of the best tonight. I'm honest to God, I'm not hyperbole. It is not. It's a great fucking yodel tonight. I can't say the same about 3 minutes though. It's pretty rotten. If I can find it. Jeez. Okay, Ford, you're off the hook on this one. This is Professor R.J. Gumby's idea, isn't it? Okay.
Oh, that's
right.
Nice.
Take a spin. You could be a winner. Awesome. Yay. What is it?
All right, man. You posted this, dude. I don't know what you were thinking.
Well, I stumbled upon.
I don't even want to ask. I do not want to know. I do want to do. That'd be funny seeing Ed Norton looking at porn on a laptop.
With his Captain Video helmet on.
Yeah. He's like, who? Are you with me?
I can see that.
Man, what would they think, man? Like people in the 50s. Walking around with full hardcore pornography in their pocket. Amongst other things. Oh, and speaking of full-on hardcore pornography... it's 3 minutes. You'll never get back, ladies and gentlemen. Blaming it all on Gumby. That's it.
got a bag full of dicks, and I'm gonna suck 'em. Just a sack full of cock, and I'm gonna bring 'em. I got a bag full of dicks, and I'm gonna suck 'em. Just a sack full of cock, baby, I'm gonna bring 'em to you. Don't forget the balls too. I got a sack full of dicks, and I'm gonna suck 'em. Just a sack full of cock, now I'm gonna bring 'em. I got a bag full of tricks, baby, I'm not joking. Just a sack full of chicks, you know what I'm smoking.
Interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
McDonald's French fries.
Hey man, yeah. I forgot to brag, man.
Yeah.
I lost 10 pounds.
Oh, I'm super pumped.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Finally, man, the thing moved on me. I'm like, dude. I got back from the weekend. I'm like, dude. And then I got back on it 3 or 4 times just to make sure it wasn't a mistake, you know. Dude. It's 10 big ones, man.
Yeah.
Big ones, man, because, man, that's when you diet, I know you probably never dieted in your life, like, to try to lose.
Never did.
It's the hard part is sticking with it until you start losing weight, until you start seeing some movement. Because, you know, shit, I've been dying for, like, a month.
Yeah,
I've been going a month, I haven't seen the thing moving, and all of a sudden, I had like, 4 or 5 pounds a little bit, but now I'm down 10 solid big guys.
Nice.
Thank you, Shaggy.
Was Dahl hitting on you?
Yeah,
there you go.
She's a sweetie. All right, weird crime. This is a weird thing. This woman received over 100 Amazon packages that she never ordered.
Yeah.
Headlamps, glue guns, and binoculars.
Huh. Huh.
And I guess these Chinese companies, instead of warehousing unwanted inventory in a Amazon place,
yeah,
they just ship it to somebody at random to get rid of it.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Because I guess it costs them to leave shit at the full, what they call the fulfillment centers. they just pick a random address and then send all their shit to their house. Because it's cheaper for them to do that than pay for the
space. Yeah.
Get my address, man. I want some binoculars.
Yeah, shit. That must
shit,
be
brother.
Nice.
I mean, you could turn some of that stuff over, man. It'd be down at flea market tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's weird crime.
Nice yard sale.
Yeah.
Call it Christmas. Get your Christmas shopping done. That's it. Just put a bow on everything. You're done.
Oh, man. I can't even describe that. We talk about the banjo barometers. And there's, like, in every old show in the 50s and 60s and into the 70s, there's a banjo barometer on the wall in some scene in the show. And it's almost universal.
Yeah.
Once you start seeing them, you see them all the time. You're like, my God, there it is. There it is. There it is. I got my sister.
Now I will.
For my birthday, I got her a banjo barometer. I don't know if she'll get it or not. I'm gonna start buying them and giving them to people as gifts. Like, when I have a gift to give, a banjo barometer. I want one in every place I go to visit. There it is.
That's it.
There it is. That fucking thing, man. All right. Now, animal world. Ohio police wrangle a runaway emu. What's with the emus?
Yes, what is it with them?
Again with the emus. This was in Columbus. This was local, man. Southwest Columbus. That's the other side of town, man. They got emus.
Yeah.
What the fuck? There's no emus in my hood. All right. a loose cow is on the move in South Carolina. Anyone knows who owns the cow on Pine Grove Road near Burlington Circle? Call the authority. Fucking cows.
All this had to be because of that COVID stuff. They got that little taste of freedom in them. Gotta be. Gotta be.
This thing. More than 200 ponies make annual swim across the Virginia Channel. This is like a weird thing.
Ponies?
Yeah. It's Chincoteague Island in Virginia. This is the 98th annual Chincoteague Pony Swim. The event is to separate the foals for auction, to keep the herd from overexpanding, I guess. So the first foal to reach the shore is crowned King or Queen Neptune and is given away in a raffle at an auction. And there's a story about it that goes with it. It's called Misty of Chincoteague, right?
Yeah.
And I read this when I was a kid. And we were on vacation, and we were just happened to be in the Chincoteague area. We're gonna go see the pony, little Commodore. We're gonna go see the Misty Chincoteague crossing of the thing. You read that book? I'm like, oh my God, I got totally sick. I'm throwing up. I think I just got too excited, you know. Could have been something I ate. I don't know, but I missed out on seeing the Chincoteague pony swim.
I used to watch the diving horse at Atlantic City every year.
Oh, man. That's crazy.
Uh-huh.
How do they get them horses to do that? I don't even jump off those things.
They don't do that anymore. So
no, they don't.
Of abuse.
Yeah. I bet you some of them liked it. Not like whipping them or something. All right. Massachusetts police report a loose boa constrictor was just a misunderstanding.
Okay. Somebody was showing off the thing online, and people thought it was loose in the neighborhood and called the cops on them.
Okay.
So, yeah, just a misunderstanding. That's a
domesticated boa constrictor. Sir, he wouldn't hurt you at all.
He's domesticated.
He's domesticated. All right, let's get to it, man.
Get a snake.
Yeah. Yuck, what an awful pet. There's like no warmth there at all, man. All right, Northern Ireland.
Yeah.
I don't want this guy for a neighbor. He played his drums for over 150 hours straight for a Guinness World Record.
Jesus.
What did he say? Oh, he beat the current record 134 hours, 5 minutes. Shy. I bet you his hands are.
His entire arms, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He's got blisters on his fingers.
Right.
All 6 of his nipples is tingling. All right. An Ontario couple kiss after eating spicy peppers to break a world record. That's pretty cool. That's one for GT, man. This guy and his old lady, they each ate a habanero. Man, that thing's fucking hot, man. And then they kissed for 15 minutes, 6.5 seconds. I think after the first 5 minutes, well, who knows? You're each sucking each other's habanero breath. And oh, my God. Ooh, I don't even want to go there, man. I don't want to. No.
I don't understand how anyone can eat that spicy stuff.
Not that hot. I did get the spicy geta. Oh, man, I brought home the geta, you know. That's what I had for dinner tonight. Geta, fried eggs, English muffin. Oh, baby, I passed out. After I ate it, I slept for like 2 hours, man.
Nice.
I was asleep until like about 9 o'clock. I'm like, holy shit, man. Got to do the possum hour. I could get it, get you, boy.
You like saying get it.
Sound off for get it. Okay, this is dumb. I don't get this one. A group of Atlanta tattoo artist studios teamed up for the largest tattoo, but it's on like a wall, like a canvas or something. What? How's that?
A tattoo? Yeah.
And if that was skin stretched out, so I don't get away from me.
But it was done with the tattoo gun.
I guess maybe.
Yeah.
They made it with a tattoo gun, but it just I don't know. Get away from me. I don't like it,
weird.
Sir. I don't like it. All right. Chinese puzzle master solves 3 Rubik's Cubes while juggling. What is it with these Asian guys, man?
They know that shit.
These, 22. They're always young kids, too. Crazy. Fastest times. Solve 3 rotating puzzle cubes while juggling. Good. Crazy. That's insane.
That's going to look good on his resume.
Oh, yeah. I'll get you a job,
uh-huh.
A short order cook. All right. A Chinese team. Bobo. They just go, China!
China.
It's like a non sequitur, you know, like out of nowhere. China! The fucking guy has lost every nugget of insanity. Gone. Woo-hoo! Cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. Look it up. Okay, Chinese. Skips rope 374 times in 1 minute. Wow!
Oh.
That dude is flying, man. I can feel the breeze from over here.
Yeah.
Jeez, look at him go. He's like bent over. And he's not really jumping too high. He's just kind of stepping.
Yeah.
Man.
Jesus Christ.
That's some badass rope skipping, man. 16-year-old Zhao Qi, I think. Hats off. All right.
It says, British men on their way to play, I don't know if these guys made it or not. They were going to try to play 111 hours of pool, table pool, you know, pocket uh-huh. pool. So good luck to them. I hope they made it.
Yeah.
As long as you can have beers, I think I might be into trying that one. I'd be up for that.
Go-go juice.
Yeah. Some of that scamper juice. All right, this guy. Most push-ups in 1 hour, world broken for the second time in a month. This is a Romanian athlete. Did the most push-ups in 1 hour. What did he do? Oh, my God. 3,378 push-ups in 1 hour.
Jesus Christ.
Are you fucking kidding me? That is insane. That guy's got some shoulders. You need a shoulder to cry on. Them's be big ones. Damn, man.
That is nuts.
Gee whiz. Man, compared to him, I'm like Don Knotts or something, you know? Don Knotts. All right, finally, an Idaho man.
All right.
Balances a guitar on his forehead for more than 1 hour and 46 minutes.
Jesus Christ.
He's done this before, I think, hasn't he?
I believe he has. I know
his previous
chair.
He was recapturing his title. Somebody beat his record. He originally held it in 2017. Then he recaptured it again in 21. And here it is, 2023. David rushes back. Bringing awareness. Science, technology, engineering, mathematics, which would be your STEM education.
Way to go, Dave.
I know, man.
Bouncing
right.
Shit on your head.
He's
for
back.
Science.
He's back. For the love of science. All right. We got anything else? That juju, what's this? Oh, jeez. I don't know. I think that's it.
All right.
Yeah, we've said it all.
Get back to the
don't stop me. No, no.
Now, back to our show.
Don Knotts. I couldn't remember if that was yours or Ford's.
Yeah, it wasn't mine, so it was Ford's.
Okay, was Ford. Mike Bloomfield. That was a good one, man. I like songs with positive message.
I was playing a lot of Mike Bloomfield in the shop the other day, too, man. Cool.
Gotta have a positive message, man. That's why George Harrison I like so much.
Yeah.
Always positive. Yeah. Always positive. Even when he's down. He makes you think, and you go, oh, yeah, life is good.
Life is good.
And then he died.
Life is good.
Then he died.
Yeah.
I don't recommend getting old to any of you listeners out there. It really sucks, man. Like, all your best mates are dropping dead left and right, and you feel like
indeed.
Shit, and your mom's gone, and...
Uh-huh.
A fuck, man. You can't trust a fart.
There you have it.
Let's keep my fit. Man, Friday night, I had a big bloozer, man. And I'm like, I stretched my leg, you know, walked the back of it, and I'm like, oh my God, I hope that was a benign. It was. Wearing white shorts, you know.
Oh, geez.
A bloozer. Hey, man, all that get it. Get it, give me gay. It's good shit, man. It's good shit. Northern Kentucky, man. Them hillbillies know how to eat. All right, what do we got left? So how's you doing, man? You ain't gained any weight. You ain't even trying.
I'm not even trying. I'm down to something like 123.
Oh my God.
I kind of gave up. I'm just going to fat myself up after the operation.
Christmas.
They called me and they said they're going to make it sometime in August.
You know when I was 123? It was in fifth grade.
Yeah.
fifth fucking grade, man. Jeez. And third grade, fourth grade, I was the first kid in the class to go over 100. Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's the badge of shame. Hey, fatty, fat, fat.
Horrible.
I was big boned. I was big boned. Ask my
big
mom.
Bone.
Ask
big
my
bone.
Mom. I'll tell you. Just big bone.
I love it. Well, my
Indeed.
TV show, the Biggest Losers. I like it when these guys had to explain to these guys that there's no such thing as big bone. They actually believe it.
I do have an extraordinarily large melon, though. Which, but I don't know, when long hair was the rage, I didn't notice it, really.
No.
But now...
That's getting out.
I got a big head. Mikey, I've fallen Mikey to the gig Sunday. And in my car,
And
I looked in the rearview mirror. I couldn't see the top of your head. It's like in the roof. Yeah, well, you know. Got a big head. Got a big head. What are you going to do?
There you go. The big brain.
The big brain.
That's
oh, yeah, and that shampoo. I think it's working, man. I think I'm holding on to some
more
there, man. Yeah. I'm looking like that guy.
What was it, 4 weeks of use?
They said after 3-4 weeks you should know if it's working. I'm going to be like bushy, bushy blonde hairdo, man, or gray hairdo.
There you go. There you go.
Getting there and lose 10 pounds. Look at that. I'm
going to... You stud.
I'm on the road to Nazism. Bring him back to Naz.
The Naz. Yep.
Naz. Ladies, watch out. Naz back. Yeah.
Fire all weapons and open a hailing frequency for my victory yodel.
Yodel! Oh, Wilson, remember that name.
Hear the fight of the steel and the grunt of white bag. I've been out west, I've been a long time gone. I've been out west, I've been a long time gone. About a mile to go and I'm singing a song, heading on back to where I belong. Thank you.
and visit your soul. I'm never gonna leave you, never no more. The ugly lady, ugly, oh, lady, lady, ugly, ugly, lady. Oh, la, 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 la,
yes, it was. Did you say Owen Wilson? Is it the actor?
No, no, no. Cole.
Oh, Cole.
C-O-L-E.
Okay.
Cole Wilson and his tumbleweeds.
Ooh, and his tumbleweeds.
That was a dandy yodel.
Nice.
I don't know what more I could say. It's great. I loved it. I loved every minute.
So we'll be hearing more from old Cole, huh?
I hope so, man.
All right,
hope
cool.
That dude had a long recording contract. You don't come up against yodeling like that every...
Yeah. No, you don't.
Every day of the week there. Gavolt. Well, gonna go get some more Getta next weekend.
Needs more Getta.
The carny life, man. It's following the festivals, baby. Following the festivals. That's a long day, man. I'm sitting there out in the sun for like 12 hours.
It's a vitamin D.
Oh, I got plenty of vitamin D. Got a wicked tan. Well, farmer's tan. Still wicked tan.
Okay.
10 pounds lighter. Wicked tan. Bushy head of gray hair.
Uh-huh.
Gonna be killing it at the rest home 2 weeks. That same one where the old broad hit on me, I'm going back there.
With the smooth skin. There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah. I'll be going back there in 2 weeks. So. she's the one that says, so, you married? Oh.
There you go.
I'll bet you were something before the internet, huh? Yeah, all right. Yeah, baby.
Find out they got money.
All right, here it is. In honor of Pee-wee, yeah. Put on your big shoes, baby.
All right. There you go.
Yeah. The Herman Man.
Uh-huh. Didn't care much for his last movie. I finally seen that last week.
Oh, it was Pee Wee Herman?
Yeah, I forget what that was called.
It was a little
they had
cheap.
To make his face look younger and everything.
There was one scene where you could see where they had his skin taped in the back of his neck.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You saw the tape. Yeah, that was like a pretty cheaply made flick. But what? I loved it because you know why? I love Pee Wee.
Pee-wee. You gotta love Pee-wee.
I love Pee-wee. Fuck, man. I still have Pee-wee voice. I know
that
you are, but what am I?
That Tim Burton did, man. That's still classic.
MGD.
What
a great movie. So, totally traumatized my older son for life.
Large Marge, man.
Large Marge, she was great.
At the movie theater, excellent. Large Marge on George is like,
I was doing that in slow motion back at the CVS's with the tape. I mean, the...
Oh, man. What a great effect. Because it scares the hell out of you. You don't know it's coming, you know?
Yeah. You know, they did that in Twilight, though. The movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, when John Lithgow was saw that creature out in the wing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it happens real quick. If you pause it, you see his eyes bulge out, just like they did with Large Marge. But they did quick. It was subconscious. You picked it up.
I just watched that. I missed it.
Yeah. Oh, it's real weird. I recognize something was weird, man. So I rewind and pause it and everything.
Nice one. Nicely done, sir. Good detective work there. Chum. MGD.
There you go. Hey. Winner.
Say good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
We got some tunes. Don't leave yet. Energize. Wait a minute. Oh, shit. I didn't turn on a transporter. Energize. Any energy. Hey!
Now won't you listen, honey, what I say? How could you tell me that you're gone away? Don't say that we must fight. Don't break your baby's heart. You know I've loved you for these many years, loved you night and day. Oh, honey, baby, won't you see my tears? Listen while I say, after you've gone, you left me crying. After you've gone, there's no denying. You feel blue, you feel sad. You miss the bestest girl you ever had. There'll come a time, now don't forget it. There'll come a time when you regret it. Oh, babe, think what you're doing. You know my love for you will drive me to it. After you've gone, after you've gone away.
It's working, it's working. Everyone repeat. Mecca, lecca, hi, mecca, hiney, ho. Mecca, lecca, hi, mecca, hiney, ho. Now, all the boys and girls out in the audience, repeat. Mecca, lecca, hi, mecca, hiney, ho. Mecca, lecca, hi, mecca, hiney, ho. Come on. Mecca, lecca, hi, mecca, hiney, ho. Mecca, lecca, hi, mecca, hiney, ho. Now, just the single parents in the audience. Mecca, lecca, hi, mecca, hiney, ho. Mecca, lecca, hi, mecca, hiney, ho.
I'm flying!
Folks, it's time to say goodnight. We sincerely appreciate your patronage and hope we've succeeded in bringing you an enjoyable evening of entertainment. Please drive home carefully and come back again soon. Good night.
Bag of shells.
Indeed.
There you go.
All righty. Wait a minute. Where is it?
So long, suckers.
Toby.
A little bit louder.
He had it up to 11.
I love that Pee Wee HBO special.
Yeah, I watched it 100 times.
That girl he hypnotized was a damn good actress. She kept from laughing. She really did look like she was hypnotized. She was good.
When I first saw it, I bought it.
Yeah?
You know?
She was that damn good. I was shocked.
Oh, yeah. She just didn't look like a professional actress up there.
Uh-huh.
Although she was too pretty to just pick out the audience. I don't know. They do that. I mean, we went to SeaWorld, and we had this whole hot babe with us.
Yeah.
And, of course, she got picked out of the audience to go kiss Shamu, you know? They like the good-looking broads.
Oh, yeah.
Who don't like a good-looking broad, huh?
You got that right. You got that right.
Awesome. Awesome, possum. Sir, you're impeccable.
Yeah. It was good show.
Uncle Bobo is Anthony from the Twilight Zone. Thank you, Keith. My soul brother, Keith Oberman.
Yep.
All right, well, send more junk, man, because, like, I got another festival next weekend, and, you know, getting possum together, whatnot.
Will do.
Thank you, sir. Whenever, you know, something weird. What the fuck was that dick thing? What the
I was trying to think of something I've seen, and bag of dicks is, like, something people say all the time. So I said... You know what? There's got to be a bag of dicks on. There's about 12 of them. But there was mostly the rap hip hop type stuff. And then I came across this one.
Oh man,
that one has some nice jazz music in it, man. The guy composes nice music and he puts lyrics like that to it.
I know. It's a funny thing. It's like, it's pretty good tune.
A little disturbing that he was sucking them. But what
the hell? Well, you know, hey. Not that there's anything wrong with it. I'll pass.
Yeah. Same here.
Have a good week, man. Take care of yourself.
Yep. Hopefully I'll be getting that phone call soon.
Don't have one of those Mitch McConnell moments, you know, because sometimes you don't come back. You know what I mean? Hey.
That's right.
All right, man. Mitch. See you next. Let's do it next week.
Sounds good.
Espresso.